Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona. The first single from this album is titled Bunga Maaf or Flower of Sorry, which was also released in the same year. This song is Delantis' first work to involve another musician in its production process, namely Randy Pandugo, who also plays a role as co-writer and producer. The song Bunga Maaf tells the story of someone who hopes for a second chance, while that change has been lost for a long time. Through this song, Delantis wants to describe a story of deep regret and empty hopes due to a relationship that was destroyed by ego in the past. Well, listener, let's enjoy the song by Delantis, Bunga Maaf. Happy listening.
Muka itu ada di sana yang ku tinggalkan saat kita masih bersama. Kini waktu terasa berbeda tanpa
yang telah usang, kan ku telah disibuk. Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
West Papua. Pristine land. In the western Pacific Ocean. Ancient culture. A world of wonder. Mysterious and magical. The life of a tribe in sync with nature. West Papua's archipelago. Extremely rich sea life. Adorned with emeralds of islands. Sprawling, protected in front of the coast. A heaven for divers. The richest marine biodiversity in the world. To majestic phantoms of the ocean. Life in an amazing setting. Where Makarero greets guests. An amazing sea adventure. The best of fish. And travel in style and comfort. Is always only a short trip away, always reminding us life is beautiful. Amazing cultures and lovely sea. West Papua, wonderful.
Takkan ku terima cinta. Thank you. Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese tradition of musical instrument, however, there is one Balinese tradition of musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked, the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the Gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
According to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from wood. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik means a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player or called sangsi. In the performance of bum bum dance, this technique is called jegog. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bum bum dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, Borobudur and its surrounding is like one spirit that brings serenity, a conquered heaven. Borobudur leaves so much meaning to the people around it, true happiness. Look at their faces. In this empty hallway, it's like we are invited to appease ourselves before we see all the collection inside. As one of the biggest art collector in Indonesia, he will astonish you with his painting collection. Here you can get genuine tranquility while tasting delicacy dishes. Did you see a small version of the Borobudur? It's so wonderful. You can pass the time by conversing heart to heart. Enjoy the nightfall. Spawns oneself. Enjoy the motionless solitude. Enjoy the nature. Meditate. Feel the mood of the water. Dancing with your free thoughts. And express your soul. Feel their honorable greeting. One of the reasons why you will want to come back here again someday. A unique story that you can see the chronicle story in chronological order if you walk in a clockwise direction. The Borobudur Temple becomes the center of all the beauty surrounding it. A spiritual experience that's different and you can never find in any other temple on earth. Even coming here dozens of times won't be enough because of its indescribable beauty. Never change.
Semakin indah. Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRI Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Ever disuruh milih pun aku pasti akan milih ke dia lagi sih. Aku suka lupa untuk perasaan suami sendiri ya, kayak gimana perasaan suami itu ternyata juga sedih, cuman aku selalu ngarepin dia yang untuk kuatin aku. Mungkin ternyata dia juga butuh sebenarnya dikuatin.
Haruskah ku berubah demi cinta agar mereka mau menerima ketidakbiasaan yang terjalin antara kita berdua?
Haruskah ku memendam sama rasa? Haruskah ku memenjarakan asa?
lain. Nah itu kita di situ melawan dunia. Kalau kita tidak percaya bahwa itu, dan ini di Adam keadaannya pasti berbeda, nggak mungkin sama dengan yang sebelum-sebelumnya.
Maksudnya kita justru mau mematahkan apa kata dokter.
From Jakarta, Indonesia, here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Online streaming, voanews.id. and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
From Indonesia to the world.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Welcome to the English service of Radio Republik Indonesia, of Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. With me, Rahma, on the mic, presenting you updates, programs, music, everything's about Indonesia, only on voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App Channel VOI, and also shortwave frequency, 3325 and 4755 kHz. But first, as always, let's begin with news, the news. Here is the news. First, the headline. United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime appreciates Indonesia's quick response on online scam crime. Indonesia welcomes the result of Arab Summit. The House pushes for clarity of micro, small and medium enterprises mechanism in free nutritious meals program. Those are the headlines. Now, the news in detail. Regional Counter Cybercrime Coordinator for United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, or UNODC, Bangkok, Joshua James stated, Indonesia has a great effort to reduce the possibility of Indonesians getting scammed within the country. During a media briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, he said, "We're only 5 months of working. Indonesia has managed to establish an anti-scam center to fight against the online scam activities that are targeting Indonesia."
We just came from the Indonesia Anti-Scam Center and we saw some great efforts to try to reduce the possibility that Indonesians are scammed in Indonesia. And a lot of that work is by making sure partnerships are happening in Indonesia between government agencies. And with the 5 months that they've been active, they've already started to freeze a lot more money leaving Indonesia. And our main challenge is that these criminal groups, the scam centers that are running, are able to get money out of countries and be able to use that money to trick more people into doing business. Right? So Indonesia is already making a really good effort at attempting to stop the money from leaving Indonesia.
Joshua James further stated, Indonesians have suffered twice because of this online scam time, namely as a victim of scams in Indonesia that are normally happening from scam centers outside the country and being tricked and lured into working in the scam centers. Still from Regional Counter Cybercrime Coordinator for United Nations Office on Drugs and Crime, Bangkok, Joshua James, said that Indonesia has shown a strong commitment to handle online scam crimes. He said Indonesia is able to form a special team to handle the crime quickly and effectively. During a media briefing in Jakarta on Thursday, James hoped what Indonesia has done can be a model for other countries,
so the spread of online scam crimes can be stopped before it spreads to many countries.
Indonesia model that I was talking about is really, at this stage, very early stage, is about getting all of the stakeholders in Indonesia actually talking to each other in real time. So, for example, the Indonesian Counter-Cyber Scam Center has this, what they call a co-location, where they basically brought in all the financial providers. So whenever a claim of a scam happens, the financial providers can be immediately informed and respond at the same day. Now, it seems very easy, but to get all of those people to commit, to have people in the same room, is actually a very big deal. So that's, I think, what Indonesia did really well, is getting all of those people co-located in the same room, and then making sure that they're talking to each other. And then on top of that, now we can support with more tools to make things more efficient and faster.
Previously, the Director of Protection of Indonesian Citizens at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Judah Nugraha, revealed a number of steps that the Indonesian government has taken in handling online scam cases, namely protection of victims, prosecution, prevention and partnership domestically, regionally, and internationally. He gave an example. In international partnerships, Indonesia has established bilateral cooperation in repatriating Indonesian citizens from Myanmar. Indonesia is also involved in the ASEAN Convention Against Trafficking in Persons and the United Nations Convention Against Transnational Organized Crime. Indonesia welcomes the results of the Arab Summit meeting in Cairo, Egypt on Tuesday. Spokesperson for the Indonesian Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Rolian Shah Sumirat, stated the Cairo Declaration discussed the effort of Arab countries in support